The Squirrel and the Owl. Taro was going about her business one evening, searching for nuts, berries, and tasty insects to eat when, whoosh, Bubo the Owl swept down and snatched her up in his talons. She struggled and squirmed, but he held her fast in his powerful grip, and she knew she could not survive long. Taro had to think quickly if she was going to see her nest again. Bubo, she gasped. Bubo, why would you bother eating a scrawny little squirrel like me? Winter has just ended, and I'm not much more than a skeleton right now. Let me go, and I promise I will return in 3 months' time to this very branch you snatched me from. Then I will be plump and delicious, and make a mouthful, a beakful. Because squirrels always keep their word, Bubo agreed to Taro's request, setting her free. He returned on the appointed evening to find his prey, plump and well-fed, on the same branch where they first met. Bubo swooped down and carried Taro off again. Bubo, she pleaded, why would you tear me to pieces and eat me up now, when it is the season I am preparing to make many meals for you? Explain yourself and be quick about it, for I am hungry, Bubo demanded. It's springtime, and I must mate. 3 more months, and I promise to return for you to carry off a third time. But by then, there will be many more like me scampering about in the branches for you to catch and feast on after you've pecked my bones. To Bubo, this made good sense, so he returned Taro to her favorite branch. I shall see you in 3 months, my little friend. Then, sadly, I will have to gobble you up, for that is my nature, he said, flying off. So Taro met a mate, and they had a family, and after 3 months passed, she returned for Bubo to catch again. What am I to say now? Taro fretted, shivering with fright. She thought and thought, but no new ideas came to her before Bubo glided silently overhead and snatched her up a third time. So, Taro the Owl said as they flew away, what reason are you going to give tonight to keep me from my dinner? Taro had nothing to offer, so she went limp in Bubo's talons, closing her eyes and preparing for her grisly fate. Before I devour you, let me ask a question, Bubo said, eager to postpone what was surely coming, even for a heartbeat, and I can tell you a squirrel's heart beats very quickly when she's afraid. Taro replied, please ask, and I will do my best to answer. What time of year is it, my scrumptious little morsel? Now, to Taro this seemed a silly question, but she pretended to be puzzled, taking as many wing beats as possible to answer. It is the season of long days and warm weather, she said at last. Indeed, Bubo agreed. It is also the season of abundance, is it not, when an owl can catch more food in a single night's hunt than he could eat in a week? True, Taro agreed. And what season will arrive in 3 months' time? Why, that would be the season of falling leaves and withering fruit. So what might a wise owl do, and there's no such thing as an owl who isn't wise, what might a wise owl do with a bit of prey if his stomach and larder were already full but winter was on its way? Taro hesitated, fearful of making a bad guess, but she finally screwed up enough courage to say, he might return a little squirrel to her branch and come back again in 3 months' time, when his larder and belly will both be empty. Ah, Bubo hooted happily. Excellent idea. Why, if you weren't shaped like a plump little rodent, I might mistake you for one of my kind. And so, for many seasons, Taro and Bubo have been getting together for their pleasant flights, and neither has figured out in all that time why one should eat the other. You could even say they'd become good friends. The end. Lincoln and the squirrel had lost track of time during the telling of Taro and Bubo's tale. But a cool breeze and the lengthening shadows of the forest reminded them evening was coming on, and dinner time. I will keep you company as long as I can, but alas, when Gnash and Gristle return, I will have no choice but to flee. The most I will be able to do for you then is chitter angrily from the branches, and I shall have to abandon you completely before the awful prospect of a troll's feeding begins in earnest, for that I cannot even bear to think of witnessing. You must believe in a different ending to your story, my human friend. Believe it with all your heart, and do not give in to fear, the squirrel said. Lincoln thanked the squirrel for being so brave, amazed he wasn't more frightened himself at what was to come. Like Taro, I might be able to trick the trolls, he said. Your story has given me courage.